Good evening, and thank you for joining us for this full moon meditation. My name is Pat Krajolvic, and I'm here with my partner David, and we are delighted that you decided to join us tonight. Because as you know, when we meditate together, the synergistic energies are just phenomenal. So tonight we're really going to talk about putting love into everything you do. Everything, you might say, doing the dishes, doing the laundry, scrubbing the floors. How about cleaning bathrooms? Yes. Bring love consciously to every moment of every day, to every act, no matter how superfluous it may seem, how mindless, or how much you really don't want to do it.
I think my partner said it very nicely. You know, no matter what you're doing, you are there doing it. There's no arguing with it. So if that's what you're choosing to do in the moment, then why not love it? Because if you don't love it, then you're actually saying to the universe, I do not love this moment. It's not just that I don't love the task. I don't love the moment. And if I don't love the moment, I'm arguing with what is. And that creates stress. And stress leads to all sorts of nasties.
Yeah, because when we argue with what is, we suffer. And why do we suffer? Because we have reality showing up in one way, and we're in resistance to whatever that moment is. And it creates friction, emotionally, mentally, maybe even physically. So why make that choice?
I mean, we all have tasks that have to be done. And there are some that are favorites and some that are not. And in some cases, we actually maybe detest. And that's where a change in attitude will be very powerful. Love changes everything. Simply by the reframing of what you're doing. You're not changing what you're doing. You're just changing how you're doing it, with the presence that you're bringing to the moment that you're doing it. This works at work. This works while you're driving in the car, and like Pat said, all those other tasks around the house that you may not like to do.
I can give you a good example. I was responsible for a lot of the paperwork in our business, and Dave's the accountant, and he counts the angels on the head of a pin and is very organized, and, you know, keeping things neat and tidy and everything in a nice row is his forte. Not so for me, and I would rather teach and work with clients and write and read than, you know, do accounting work or paperwork or pay bills or whatever. But since that was my responsibility, I had to do it. So how did I do it? Kind of grudgingly, ugh, I have to get this done. I'd hurry through it. And when you looked at the work product, it showed things weren't neatly stapled together. The files weren't as well organized as they could have been. And you might wonder, well, why do you care about that? The bill got paid. But the point is, I was not bringing presence and love to the task or the moment. And I never felt fulfilled and comfortable and joyful when I had to do those tasks. So I decided to change my approach. Now I sit down, I center myself. I bring love to the fact that I have a business that I can pay bills for and write checks for and do paperwork for. And I approach that task with love, with gratitude, with consciousness. Everything's neat, everything's orderly, the papers are stapled nicely at the top in a nice straight row. And it looks better, I feel better. I no longer have this sense of dread and when am I going to be done with this? I bring consciousness and presence to the task, and it's changed that whole experience for me.
I have to say, this is a great day. I don't think I ever thought I'd get that on recording like this. But in all honesty, such is the way relationships go. There's a give, there's a take, there's a you did that, I did this, you should do this, I should do that. And we're always pointing the fingers. And the way Pat got to where she is because she decided to look within and clear the clutter within. I have my own clutter too. I mean, don't get me wrong, but this is just a really great example, and I really appreciate Pat for coming forward like this to bare her soul in this particular issue. But the other thing that happens, there's two things. Because when you're working in an environment like that, you're usually in relationship with someone else. In this case, it's me. So the work product that got handed off to me was much easier, more clear for me, and therefore the whole process became efficient. That's the way the world looks at it. But what happened, though, is Pat, instead of putting out into the world frustration, she put out positive energies. And that's where you and I can make a huge difference in the world. Simply by changing the way we do. Love changes all. In fact, at our healing center, all of our therapists are taught this and are asked to bring love to every healing session that they do. It makes a difference. Love changes everything, because anything that isn't love is the illusion of not love, and that would be illness and disease and stress and negativity. So love, therefore, will revert whatever that form is back into its original source, which is love. And I think we all agree that we wouldn't mind having a little bit more love in our life, but all the other good and yummy things that come with love. So let's take a moment and get ourselves centered and comfortable as we begin to do our guided conscious breathing meditation. So wherever you are, be comfortable, be present, feel your body. Let's invoke for divine blessings to the divine supreme God, divine Father, divine Mother. We thank you for your blessings of divine light and divine love and divine will. We thank all the great beings who are here, the angels and archangels, holy masters, holy saints, spiritual teachers or guides, our ancestors, and our higher soul. Thank you all for your presence and for your unconditional love. And we are grateful for you to remove the roadblocks that keep us from seeing love in all things and being love in all experiences and doing love in all actions of thought, word, and deed. Thank you for this tremendous blessing and for your unconditional love and unconditional support. So it is with a grateful heart. Amen.
Have your feet on the floor and have your hands palms up in your lap in whatever way is comfortable for you. Hopefully your head centered over your spine. And let's just take a moment to observe. How am I breathing? When I inhale, is my breath full? No judgment, just observing. Does it go from my pubis to my clavicle? Does my belly rise on the inhale? Maybe, maybe not. What about the exhale? Observe the exhale. Is it long, slow, ease? Or is it pushed or shoved or controlled in some way? Ask the question. Be the observer. Breath going in, breath going out. Still, be aware.
And just relax the body. Relax the mind. And we'd like to amp up the energy a little bit by connecting the breath. So when you breathe in, just as your inhale begins to end, you breathe out. And just as your exhale begins to end, you breathe in. Do that through your mouth, with your mouth open the whole time, in somewhat of a more rapid pace. Pat and I will do it with you. noticed the relaxed breath. There is no effort to breathe. Noticed how even the breath is, and notice the pace. This will amp up the energy and put a charge into your electromagnetic field of the body, which will help you to clear off those things that are not love, those thoughts that think you're not that, those thoughts that imprison you. Continuing to breathe, connecting the breath, and when you're breathing, focus on the breath. Focus on what it feels like to go into the body. Focus on what it's like to leave the body, and know that when you are breathing, you're consciously breathing more life. You're saying yes to life, yes to love. Breathing in, breathing out, relaxed, and let go. Wherever those moments are, where I have been harmed by another, or moments where I have harmed another, love in that moment was likely not present. And I simply look at that and know there was a great plan behind it. Trust that and let it go. Let go of all grievances. Let go of all frustrations. Let go of all negativity. Let go of all fear. Of all guilt. Let go of all depression. Let go of all shame. Let go of it all. Just breathe and let go. I am not my thoughts. I am not my feelings. I am that I am. Feeling the breath move even deeper. Slow up the pace. Let your breath go a little bit deeper, but slower. Feel the breath move deep into the body, beyond the area of the lungs. The breath is energy, so this is very possible. Breathe deep, deep into the body. With every breath, go a little deeper. It's safe for me to let go and go deep into myself.
Be still, be aware. And let go. Now place your attention on your heart center and feel the heart in all its glory and think of a happy time, something that made your heart sing and you smile from ear to ear. Just let that feeling permeate your whole body, every cell of your body. And on the next inhale, breathe that light, that joyfulness up through your throat. Past your third eye and out your crown. You might even picture it as a beautiful white light of joy, breathing from your heart, up through your throat, past your third eye, past your forehead, and out your crown. Thank you.
Let the love expand in the body. Can you taste the sweetness of that moment? Can you let the love expand beyond the heart? Feel love through the entire body, down to the tips of your toes, the tips of your fingers. Love is everywhere. I am blessed with so much love. On the in-breath from the heart center, breathe it up, up, up through the throat, the Ajna chakra into the crown chakra, and up through the crown, and on the exhale, let it go out as a gigantic beam of light for everyone to enjoy breathing it out. Breathing in love from the heart and breathing out love through the crown. Breathing is a constant influx of love, and a constant distribution of love, so that everything, every breath I take, is of love. I am loved. I am loving. I am lovable forever. Forever. I am peace.
I am present. In this moment, in this body, in this space and time, I am here.
Angels who love unconditionally bless you. bless you with love. And so you're surrounded by loving beings. There is so much love everywhere. The more you breathe, the more love continues to expand. Through me, love is made manifest on earth. Through me, heaven is found on earth. I am so blessed to be a vessel of love.
And we're going to stay silent while you experience this love feeling permeating all of your being, from the tip of your head, past the toes of your feet, and the entire energy body that surrounds you. Be still. Be aware.
slowly coming back, bringing your awareness back to this time and place, being here now, moving your fingers and toes. Let us give thanks.
To the Supreme God, Divine Father and Mother, to the angelic realm, all the beings of light, we are so deeply, deeply grateful for your support, for your guidance, for your insights and awarenesses. Thank you for the gift of this time. Thank you for the love, for the support, and for all your priceless spiritual blessings. We are so deeply grateful.
Amen. And so let us share this love. Let us share this healing energy, this transformative energy, with those of our family and friends we care about. Close your eyes, see them in your mind's eye, and raise your hands, palms facing forward at the height of your shoulders.
Cheer your family, your friends, people in your communities in front of you. And bring that beautiful love energy down through your crown, through your heart, and out your hands. And bless all of these people with loving kindness. Bless them with peace, with joy, with prosperity, good health. Bless them with goodwill and the will to do good. May they be joyful, carefree, and provided for. Thank you. And picture the world in front of you, the size of a small ball. Bless all beings with loving kindness, with peace and joy and happiness. With prosperity and abundance. Blessings be to all.
And lastly, see yourself in front of you and bless yourself with love's blessings. For you are also worthy of love. Unconditional love, for you are a perfect child of God. Bless yourself. Heal yourself. Come into love's embrace. To thank you for joining us on this meditation this evening. Pat and I love doing this. We love sharing it with you. We love bringing light and love to all of us and all of the world, and sharing that and transforming the world. And we have a surprise for everyone. Something new.
We do. Tell them about it.
We do. You can now obtain MP3 downloads of our meditations. This meditation is available by going to our website, ascensionbreathing.com, and clicking on the store, or if you go into Body Mind Spirit Radio, the Full Moon Meditation, right at the bottom of our page there is a link that'll take you directly to the Buy the Meditation. Every month, you can buy a different meditation, and we're slowly populating the store, so you'll be able to buy or purchase any of the meditations that we've done in the past, perhaps a prosperity series, whatever it is that you you feel inspired to create in your life.
But what about all the ones that are out there in the archives now?
all of the archives are going away, and you'll be able to find every one of the meditations on our ascensionbreathing.com website. That's a good question.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you very much. We hope you you try it and make it a part of everything that is good in your life. If you'd like to learn more about our programs, please go to our website, ascensionbreathing.com. We have a number of programs coming up in May and June. Mastering the five keys, the five golden keys to mastering your life, inspired life mastery, how to change another person in 28 days or less. Yeah, and it doesn't even take 28 days, if you can believe that. And the triangle breath of creation in June. So lots of good stuff coming your way. Check out the website. Become a member of the Full Moon Meditation on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, please. We would love that. We would love it if you checked us out on Facebook, which is theglobalbreathinstitute.com. You can call us at 734-416-5200, which is our Healing Center phone number. And you can join us next month, too, for the next Full Moon Meditation, which is about claiming your power, accessing divine power. And so it is.
Thank you so much for being with us. We are so grateful.
Yes.
Namaste. Namaste.